You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
And so there are parties everywhere for this thing. Even though you're not there, you can still kind of pretend like you are. Paramedics in New Orleans are on high alert, as are the police, obviously, warning all the revelers not to text and parade at the same time. That's a new one. They have had to treat people the past couple of years who've been hit in the face with beads while they're texting and not paying attention. Come on, man.
They deserve it.
We've come. Yeah. If you are too busy texting with all that going on, put your phone up. Put it in your back pocket. You're going to end up drunk and losing your phone by noon. The EMTs in New Orleans sent a tweet out saying, "Heads up, hands out while floats are passing. We're seeing face and head injuries from beads. So pay attention." For the eighth year in a row, male Mardi Gras boys having a big time down there, hoping that somebody will flash their teats. Grow up, their teats. Everybody's got some. It's just calm down. They are warning guys to not be taken in by thieves who are cross-dressers. According to this new report, the sexy she-males lure men into alleys before lifting up their shirts and showing them weapons, along with maybe their wiener. So it's a double bonus, a gun and your ding-dong.
Surprise!
Happy Mardi Gras. In past years, many partygoers were too drunk to fight, and they give up their wallets, and they have no fight. They just puke after the transsexual, transvestite, whatever they are, walk away. So good times. They just find the drunks, lure them into alleys, say, "Give me your wallet," and they walk away, making a fortune, I bet, today on drunken morons in New Orleans. So it probably is a great, great deal of fun, but could you just imagine that the quarter on a normal weekend can be just, I mean, you know, nuts, but this is an entirely different thing. So if you're there having fun, I have friends who are there. Enjoy yourselves and have a great time, and we'll be sitting up here enjoying the sunshine for today, high 55, and then rain tomorrow, and then rain Thursday, and then it's starting to get into that time of year when it gets warm, then it gets cold again, and it rains, and some plants are trying to kind of, bud up and show themselves. Hostas emerging from the ground very slowly, but it's that time of year, and that is a great, great sign. It's also Valentine's Day tomorrow, and I guess there are guys that wait and they panic and run into a drugstore and grab a plastic rose and a bad card. Not going to do it, fellas. This requires some thought. So you have one more day to figure it out. And guess what? You know who has a gift for you that just might work?
Sherry's Berries.
How did you know that, Sid? You are really on top of it. Thank you so much. This is, I'd like to announce, the last commercial for Sherry's Berries for this holiday season. It's kind of a melancholy thing for me. I'm very attached to them. They'll be back for Mother's Day. Don't worry, but this is the last one of 800 the past 7 days. I enjoy doing them so much. And I enjoy the berries because they is yummy, and they come to you in a box. They are big. They're as big as, let's say, a golf ball, maybe. Seriously. Covered in chocolate, dipped in chocolate, covered in nuts and swizzles and little cute things, and they're pretty darn tasty, too. And your Valentine will love them. They have been at our house, I don't know, for years. They come in a very nice box, already wrapped up. And it's they're a great, great gift to have. A decadent gourmet gift, it says here. But today is it, so it's time to go online to berries.com, berries.com. You get some savings off when you put the code in Drake, D-R-A-K-E. That is a cutback of about 20%. Nice going there, Sherry's Berries. And any other gift over $29 with the code Drake. You better hurry. Today is it. Berries.com. Berries.com. Sherry's Berries. Today is it. Get them. Thank you, Sherry, for being on the program. Never have met Sherry, but I hope she's making some money and enjoying all those great strawberries that she makes for everybody else. Here, I'm going to give you this piece of paper to keep and to frame, Sid.
Thank you.
For your entire life.
We'll put it with the others.
As a memory of this fine Valentine's Day. So that gets over tomorrow. I've already seen hints of Easter stuff, which is really annoying. When is Easter this year? April sometime?
I'm just going to go look that up.
Because it was in March 2 years ago, I think. It was way, way early.
It's April Fool's Day this year.
Okay.
No kidding.
Now, isn't tomorrow Ash Wednesday?
Right.
So all of this, so it's April 1st, which is kind of early. It was even earlier a few years back, but it's all based upon the calendar and how these things fall. But tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, along with Valentine's Day. So April 1 will be it. So perhaps spring will come earlier. It's so hard to figure this out. What we hope for now is what we didn't like last year. Things were about to bloom, then it froze again. And it'll kill your azaleas and your cherry trees and all those nice things. So please, nature, be nice and cooperate. And don't kill the flowers. That's the best part of spring. Along with baseball. These guys are in camp today. The pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Florida and Arizona. Today and tomorrow, by the weekend, the entire teams will be there with truckloads of gear and their families and kids and baseballs and gloves. And that is a great sign. It's been a winter that we would like to all forget because of the flu, because of the cold, because of the ice. And the flu is not done yet. Be not fooled by that. The warnings go on and on and on. I hear every day of somebody who knows somebody who has died from this stuff. This is not to be messed with. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There was a story I had, I thought that I had sent up here, but there was a lady, I don't recall where she lived, in her 40s, who was healthy and has a family, all of that. She had the flu. And she just felt, I mean, awful. So she went to the doctor. She had the type, some kind of flu, type B, I believe, which is not overly severe but can become severe. And she was sent to get some of that stuff. Theraflu, is that what it's called?
Tamiflu, maybe?
Tamiflu. Well, the copay on her insurance was $110. She was appalled, just at the price. And so she chose to not get the medicine. She bought some NyQuil instead. Well, she went home and she died in 3 days because this stuff is intense. And this medicine is there to, make you better. And it wasn't this, it wasn't about the cost of it. She just didn't want to pay the copay. She wasn't poor. She was just stubborn. And therefore, she is now neither poor or stubborn. She's dead.
So, that story's been floating around the internet saying that she couldn't afford the medicine.
Well, I saw it said she could afford it. She just didn't want to buy it.
Yeah, that's the correct version.
Yeah.
She just didn't want to spend the money, which...
Being stubborn is okay, and I appreciate that. But when it comes down to your health and being alive for your kids and your husband or your wife, don't be a dumbass. Just cough up the dough. And get yourself not sick. This stuff is not any fun. This is all, common knowledge. And it's not over yet. We're getting there. But it has not peaked yet, as Channel 3 is showing us right now. And Melissa Moon, bless her heart, today is at the anchor desk and not out in front of 201 Poplar.
That's not on my bingo card.
She is at the desk today. Markova is off again. She's been gone a lot. I hope she's okay. But Todski is there, giving us the forecast and smiling, and things are delightful. So they're having a big time. We ought to have a Miss Moon come by here some morning and do a live shot in our parking lot as if somebody up here has been murdered.
We could actually murder somebody.
I have some ideas.
No doubt.
Don't look at me.
No, you're okay. You're a keeper.
You're our alibi.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. But there's a short list, and they could be deceased. And then we get cops up here, fire trucks, and get her to broadcast live in front of the station. That'd be awesome. So maybe for the spring, huh? In the news, I don't know. It's Tuesday. I'm tired of the news. I'm tired of politics. I'm tired of these boys in D.C. are spending money like they've got lots of it. And somebody is going to start having a hissy fit beyond Rand Paul, who had his last week, to no avail. Mr. Trump has unveiled his budget for 2019, and man, he must think we have a lot of money just laying around because they've got some incredible plans that will add so much money to this budget over the next decade. It is just unbelievable. And on that note, where's that traffic jam up there? That is awful. Where is that, Sid? That was back-to-back, bumper-to-bumper nightmare stuff right there. So, hey, y'all, be careful. Be patient. They're rolling out these plans. This is a long, long way away from being approved. Likely won't be, but there is so much money for the military that already has a bunch of money. The Pentagon wants a bunch of money. They're really good at spending it and spending it, in many cases, unwisely. And so this will be around and be bitched about for a long time. The current issues at hand for the hardworking politicians in our nation's capital include immigration. This should be fun. And the other one is about DACA. That's all part of that thing. Infrastructure, the monies asked for on that are just mind-boggling. And so we will, it's not even worth trying to analyze or figure out. You get in the middle of all that, and then you've got the two guys getting fired at the White House. Is General Kelly, the chief of staff, is he in trouble? I don't know. Sarah Sanders has a way of not answering stuff brilliantly. She just babbles something out that is a generic beyond belief, and then she moves along. And boy, she's a sour-faced old broad, isn't she? Jesus. Well, lighten up, honey.
I think that may come with the gig, though.
Oh, I just can't imagine what a horrible job that is. That's why they go through, you know, two of these. These folks have a shelf life of maybe a year, and then they just can't take it anymore, and they leave. But this bombardment by the press is just brutal. And she stands there and takes it and answers as, you know, well, not kindly as she can, but she has obviously been to some kind of, you know, school on how to answer these questions and not give an answer at the same time. It's awesome how she does it. She doesn't say anything. She just answers it next and moves right along. The markets have calmed down a little bit. Last week was the week we had all the volatility and the ups and downs and the concerns and all the freakouts. But now things are evening out a little bit. This began yesterday. The Dow was up 410 points, and everything else was up as well. So many of the experts are offering ideas on that now is a good time to buy stocks and things like that. I have no idea. That's why I turn to our friends at Red Door, who manage your money and advise you on how to do it, either aggressively or not aggressively. It all depends upon your age, how much dough you've got, and how you want to approach your retirement and your savings and things like that. They're online. I know them all pretty well, and they have given me good advice over the years. I just sit back and watch for them to, you know, send me some info in the mail. And it comes once every quarter. There's no hidden fees and nothing strange behind the scenes. They will just explain to you how to best save your money and have it grow. Because at some point, we're going to all walk away from this stuff and hopefully have some dough to use, you know, when we're done. But you must get involved early on in your life, your 20s and 30s. It's not, I mean, you know, just go on and do it now. If they can't help you, they can at least find somebody who can. So I would suggest that they are a great place to start. Fred and John and Gretchen and Daniel, the team there that they're just, you know, good old folks who are normal and down to earth, and explain this stuff so dummies like us can understand about the money, how it grows, and how the markets go topsy-turvy sometimes, and why we shouldn't ever, flip out and panic. If you need something like that and some advice, and we all do, reddoorwealth.com is the website. I would start there and then find the phone number and call Gretchen, and she will get a meeting for you with them, and you can lay out your plans and perhaps transfer your money over to them and let them take care of it. I have watched them at work and watched them help me make my little, nest egg get bigger, and that's a beautiful thing. So let them help you out. RedDoorWealth.com. Thank you, folks, very much. That's going on. The Olympics is happening. Last night I was, what's it been, 4 days? I was sucked into watching this young lady. She is unbelievable. My wife said, come here and watch this. I said, oh, God. All right.
Told you.
And then I was blown away. I'm going to build one of them half pipe things in our backyard.
I can just cool. see that back
I'm going to
there.
Start that today. That is my new goal, is to be in the next Olympic Games, because that half pipe thing is easy. It is. But Chloe Kim, as they say, she is unbelievable to watch. This little girl is 17 years old. She's from California. Her parents are Korean. I suppose she began this, my wife said, when she was, what, about 7 years old?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I might have missed that.
I don't understand how she does what she does. It makes your stomach flip to watch her do this. On this half pipe, on this little skateboard thing, or whatever the hell it is. But, man, she is unbelievable. She won gold last night. The half pipe final, she, on her third run, she made history with a 98.25 number. And I mean, to watch her is just unreal how good she is at this. We could no more do this. We'd be falling down and crying and throwing up and peeing our pants. But, man, this little girl is so good. So, Chloe Kim, a tip of the hat to her, USA, USA, USA. She's very happy, and this has been her dream, and she has accomplished it. So that's what these games are about. I doubt that I'll watch any more of it ever again, but that was fun last night to watch her. Chloe Kim is the name of the day from the USA, who is still lagging behind. What's up in Norway? Why can't they go away? They have 2 gold and 4 silver and 3 bronze. They're on top of the standings. They have 9. Canada has 7. Germany has 7. Nazis, great. The Netherlands have 7, and we have 6. So no Russia up there yet.
No, but these other countries are countries like where they have snow all the time in July and stuff. Well, so that's, it's just not fair.
That's kind of like cheating.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have this advantage. This is wrong.
We're getting them back with global warming then.
Yeah, that's it.
Take that.
That's it. Norway, Canada, Germany, Netherlands, and us is 5th. So we have time still to do great things. We have 3 golds. Germany has 4 gold. Netherlands have 3, and the Norwegians only have 2. So we should be ahead, but we're not, because they have more total. There's gold and silver and bronze. And there is no 4th place. So it's on today. It's on constantly, so you can find it on your TV. Way to go there, Chloe Kim. Facebook and Google are about to be hit where everybody gets hit and finally reacts once this part of their lives or their businesses are affected. That's the bottom line. That's money. Nothing matters quite like the dollar. And these people at Facebook and Google, who have sat back for years and kind of surreptitiously and quietly and sneakily, which is all the same thing, been making a fortune on ads on these websites that we don't really see so much, but they are making a ton of dough. And The company that is that owns the brand names Lipton and Dove, like soap and all that stuff, and Ben and Jerry's, one of the world's top advertisers. Their annual monies spent on marketing, $9.8 billion, and a quarter of that goes to digital online advertising. They've had enough of Google and Facebook and the fake news and the invasion of privacy that is prevalent in both of these arenas. And they are saying, clean up the swamp or we'll pull the ads. Fake news and racism and sexism and extremism are the things that are mentioned here as the problems that they see at this company, Unilever. They want them to get a grip. Now, I don't know exactly how you can prove that, but they do not plan to keep on propping up a digital supply chain, as they call it, which at times is not much better than a swamp in terms of their transparency, the magic word. That is one of the things about these two things that it's really hard to understand. They are not at all transparent, not in the least, because you really can't see what's happening behind the scenes. And they're concerned. Their concerns are about what the kids are seeing, what kids have access to. It's about it's a harmful thing in their eyes, and cannot be brushed aside or ignored, says a spokesman from this corporation that pours a lot of money into Facebook and Google and has for a long time. But they are warning them now to clean this up, fix it, or we pull the money. I suspect they will make attempts to calm these people down and show some more transparency, as they should. Half the world has had you know, way enough of Facebook and Google and their sketchiness.
Yeah, and Facebook has said already that they support Unilever's commitment.
Sure they do.
Working closely with them. Google hasn't said anything yet, though. But what's his name behind Facebook has said that he...
Zuckerberg is stepping and fetching like a
mug right.
These days, because they are under the gun. And they also, as we head into the midterm elections, there is not one person out there in politics that trusts those people to not take... these ads from Russia, they are already convinced that this will occur again, as it did back in November, to whose favor? And I mean, you know, who knows? But it's just the fact that they are taking money from anybody who will give it to them, and some of these big time advertisers are sick of it, and they're sick of the racism, and the hate, and division, and the morons who have these you know loud voices. Because they have a keyboard and a computer and this account on Facebook. It's getting old, and they want this to be gotten under control. So the Zuckster is trying to find ways to make this better and make it more transparent and calm down some of the dumb stuff like this app for kids. Cut it out, man. These little kids don't need to be on Facebook. It's ridiculous. So he is trying to kind of step back and do an overview of what's wrong and what's right. But will he sacrifice his millions and billions to calm down the masses? Well, he better before this thing goes belly up. MySpace did. Remember that?
Yes.
Bye-bye. This Facebook thing is peaking for many reasons. And it just causes endless noise. Everybody has a voice. Many of them don't deserve to have a voice, but they do anyway. So watch this one pretty closely. The Valentine's Day is going on, as is Mardi Gras tomorrow, Ash Wednesday. The events continue tonight. Will be the highest honor in the world of puppies. The Best in Show Award tonight at the Westminster Dog Show in New York. The 142nd year. Man, I had no idea. Tonight at the annual show in New York at Madison Square Garden, Judges will choose the champs in seven dog groups: hound, toy, non-sporting, herding, sporting, working, and terrier. Need this be that complicated?
Well, those are all different things that you specialize dogs for.
Toy. Non-sporting. I have a toy and a worthless.
Non-working.
Non-working. Yeah, that's it.
He's a non-working in the working category.
Yes, we have a toy and a non-working and doesn't care category.
Those are the cats.
They're just arrogant, aloof, and they're trying to kill me.
And not care.
These winners then compete for the Best in Show prize. Last year, a female German Shepherd won. Her name was Rumor. And so tonight, Fox Sports 1 will provide live coverage of the group competition and Best in Show at 7 p.m. our time for 3 hours. Good luck outdoing the Puppy Bowl and the Kitten Bowl. Ain't going to happen. But tonight, this is for real. The Best in Show at the Garden in New York this evening. Today on the program, David Waters will be here from the Commercial Appeal. He's writing about various issues of the day. We'll chat with him about 8 o'clock. And Kyle Veazey from the Mayor's Office will be here to discuss the various things happening down yonder at the city government. There was discussion yesterday, and a good point, I think, was raised, because this the current mayor is fighting crime as best as he can, and that is his main concern, as it is for the city and the MPD, who is short-staffed and all the things we already know about. But this concept called ShotSpotter was put into effect in various parts of town some years ago. And what it does is ID from some kind of technology where shots fired come from, and they can spot them and go right to that area. Well, a Berlin Boyd of the council says that it's not being used, and they've spent $500,000 on it, and they want to know why not. However, there are two sides to this I can't quite get a grip on. Last year, the MPD had thousands of calls for shots fired, 11,000. So they try to respond to all of these calls, but being short-staffed doesn't make that, you know, overly easy. So they're trying to find a way to confirm what's going on. They have sensors in various neighborhoods that detect the gunshots. I suppose the next step is, do the police report to that area or not? That, I guess, is the discussion that we'll have with Kyle, if he is informed about this. I'm sure he is. And we'll see what that current situation is. So Kyle Veazey today and Mr. Waters from the Appeal will be here to go over the issues of the day. And there's other stuff. I got some audio here. This lady, this is a whole new thing that I don't want to get. Parasitic worms in your eyes. Ooh. This is a yuck-y story from the get-go. We'll look at that in a little bit. And some more stuff that's just fun and funny and entertainment news and all those kind of things. Tickets to see Blues Traveler and Johnny Lang. If you like those bands and want to go see them at Bluesville, email us here and we'll find somebody. But express your passion. Don't just go, hey, I want to win. If you like the bands, email us and we'll see what we think about it. But the emails need to be convincing, because Wes is no dummy and he can see through you if you're just a prize whore. Write in and say, I want to go, please, Wes, please, and here's why. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com for that email. Any and all emails come right there to Wes, and we read some of them that aren't annoying and that are funny and or smart. So thank you in advance. That's coming up, the sports news, what there is of it. Last night, I got on the Netflix, didn't have much time, I was late. So I had like an hour and a half to watch something. So I pulled up a new special about John Mellencamp. It is extremely good. It's called Plain Spoken. It's kind of hard to describe. It's him and his band playing at a theater in Chicago. And he narrates his life story, kind of, over the band playing all these songs and him talking on stage. The problem is he is talking as he's talking on stage at times, and it kind of confuses the issue. But it's his life from his youth up until now, and some very, very nice moments. And the band, as always, is incredible. And he is a very, very interesting guy who's been around for a long time, making some really, really great music. John Mellencamp, it's on Netflix, Plain Spoken. A nice concert in Chicago and the story of his life from his eyes. And it's a nice watch there for an hour and 20 minutes if you have some time. Into the break, here is John Mellencamp. We'll come back in a moment and discuss, the sports and the emails. One more plug here for our good friends at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They have 4 stores. Tomorrow is the day. They're waiting today for all the guys to panic and to walk in there and to find something. They got things for everybody and everyone's budget. Don't be afraid. They can take care of your needs easily. Engagements this time of year are popular. If you want to go that route, they can help you find the right ring for your lady at the price that's in your budget. So go by. They have 4 stores, and they've also got the Rock and Diamonds, as they always do. They have a great package that is diamonds and roses and chocolate, the Rock and Diamond necklace, the 24-karat gold trimmed rose, and some Dinstals chocolates, all 3 of those in one package. They got bracelets, they have rings, they have all these great things, and they're affordable. They can finance things for you, too. And as always, they do a fine job of making you feel at home and comfortable and not uneasy. They're good folks, down to earth, nice approach, and they'll make what you want fit your budget. They're online, rijewelers.com, or the 4 stores in the Mid-South area, the only place to go for your jewelry needs year-round, not just this holiday, but all the time. Robert Irwin Jewelers, thank you, Howie, and thank you to his staff, who's always been great to us. Back in a moment with email and other babblings after this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.